Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, July the 8th, and the whole week ahead. Because there is so much going on in the sign of Capricorn, for you that means big changes in your lifestyle, your everyday world. It's tomorrow that there's the full moon, but you can start to look at the changes you need to make to better your life, to make it more exciting, to stimulate everything that you do day after day, and you need some change. And here's your Sunday stars. Now, I use the word stimulating your life, and that is so true, because over the next 2 weeks you need to take your everyday life and make something more of it. You don't want a 9-to-5 existence constantly, but if you're going to go out at 9, then come back at 3, 4, 8, 9, and within that inject something different. Meet new people, socialize with a new set. You need to jazz up your life. Here's your Monday stars. Because the Sun opposes Pluto, of course, is one of your ruling planets. Psychologically, you're in a time of great change, great flux now. It may come through just feeling that you're trapped, that you're claustrophobic, that everything is the same day after day, year after year. So what are you going to do about it? With yesterday's full moon, you can do more about changing your life than ever before over the next couple of weeks. And here's your Tuesday stars. The moon's now in Aquarius, so this really does favour the Scorpio who wants to make their home their centre of love and of harmony. I kind of feel there's a celebration coming here, whether it's a housewarming or the birth of the baby, it's something to do with family and where you're living, and with these kind of stars, that's what you should be doing now. It's celebration time, and it could come in lots of ways, but it's likely to be focused on the family. Here's your Wednesday stars. More to do with home and family affairs now, but we've now moved more into business things. So perhaps you could be focusing or even transferring work from outside to doing more at home or where you live. That's not a bad thing. Home work or working from home is a good thing because it will enable you to cash in on the more comfortable things of life without having to do the commute. Here's your Thursday stars. There is a lot of joy around now and there's something that is definitely going on, but I do want you to be very careful of someone who is either jealous or in some particular way envious of what you've got. Mind you, are you jealous or envious of what somebody has got? I don't know, it's a blot on the landscape with your stars now. Instead of being wholeheartedly full of joy for something or someone, there seems to be, I wish it were me, that attitude. And here's your Friday stars. There's a lot going on around the sign of Pisces, and that's lovely for you. Pisces as a sign is about your heart's desire. Now, as I look down, I've got a lot of good things. Very sexy, very passionate, extremely creative. So all of these things will combine to make things energized and dynamic. However, there's a disappointment too. And where is that disappointment? Well, perhaps not having enough money to spend to see things through.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.